Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, good evening, and welcome aboard to another Sports Overnight America, across country and around the globe. Marty Terrell, Daniel Ogden along the way in a midweek Wednesday into a Thursday overnight here, talking the world of sports and a whole lot more as Jacksonville Jaguars are off to a very nice start this year. We'll get a little football in here with Daniel. They got a big one against the Chiefs, and that'll be probably the NFL game of the weekend, right? I mean, you can tell me about the Rams and the 49ers, but Purdy is out. Oh, Brock Purdy is out. He will not go. He's got the bum toe. So there you go. Also, Pearsall and Jennings out for the Thursday night football game. So that's where we'll get started, but it'll be baseball for the most part. We got a pair of game threes. Both the afternoon games will yield in Thursday afternoons. Win or go home. Padres 3-0 over the Cubs. Suarez in there to mop it up. Outstanding performance there. Boy, you know, they got Mason Miller from the A's too. And I'll tell you what, he came in as the setup guy. That guy, whoop, you know, of course, he had the bum arm too, you know, when he was in Oakland, Sacramento, I should say. Then they, you know, they dealt him on the July 31 deadline. And what a great pickup by the Padres. That guy, Mason Miller, is fun to watch. He really is. He just blows people away. Guy had an immaculate inning one time. 9 straight sliders for strikes. 3 guys whiffed. Sit down. And he threw the last pitch ever in the Oakland Coliseum, right? Against the Rangers, I want to say, if memory serves. So there you go. Padres get it done 3-0. And earlier today, the Guardians 6-1 over the Tigers. So they'll have a game 3 in Cleveland tomorrow, Progressive Field. So that's where we'll get to. Red Sox and Yankees getting underway momentarily. So we'll have some time to toss that around. And then later on tonight, the Dodgers will go for the knockout punch against the Cincinnati Reds. So that's where we are right now as we head into the night and into the overnight here on Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell, right here on Sports Byline broadcast. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
If that sound gets your pulse racing, you need Aeromasters, celebrating a century of the American fighter pilot. This stunning museum-quality book captures fascinating aviation history and honors the legends of the sky from World War I to today. Packed with rare photos, breathtaking artwork, prose and poetry, and heroic stories. Order now at FrontierInsightsLLC.com. Get 20% off for a limited time. That's FrontierInsightsLLC.com.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America. All right, let's kind of wrap up the baseball. Top of the first. Not wrap it up. Let's get it started. Yankees. And the Red Sox. If I'm a Red Sox fan, and I am, and there's millions of you out there, get it done tonight. You got to win tonight's game in Yankee Stadium. All right? When you put your head on the pillow tonight, Wednesday into a Thursday, all the folks on WGCH, our great affiliate in Greenwich, Connecticut, you just want to get it done tonight. Now, you're facing Rodon, so that's going to not, you know, Carlos Rodon's been outstanding, so it'll be tough. But, hey, listen, the Red Sox have great pitching. They do not have Giolito. It'll be either Early or it'll be Kyle Harrison, who they got in the Devers deal from the Giants tomorrow in a game three. But listen to this. I mean, I think there's a very good chance we'll get a game three Boston, New York. I do think the Dodgers will take care of business tonight. Against Cincinnati. That game will come up 9 East on ESPN. So there you go. So we'll keep you updated on that. There's a bunch of football to get into. You know, a lot of injuries. I'm looking at some of the other things going on here. I mean, even the WNBA. I mean, how about the Indiana Fever? They take the Vegas Aces right to overtime. They lose it 107-98. But, the WNBA has been pretty good. But as predicted, we're getting an all-desert final between Vegas and Phoenix, and I highly doubt I'll even watch one, maybe a little bit. All right, so there you go. We're kind of checking the headlines. Lamar in the Ravens, 1-3 start. His status is up in the air. Browns are going with Dylan Gabriel. Quick thought on that. You know what that's all about? That is, you know, the Browns knew full well. I mean, they beat Green Bay, but there's – I mean, you got to be honest. The Browns could easily be 0-4. And they should have. But, you know, listen, Green Bay gave a game away. It happens in a 17-game NFL season. But if you look at the Browns' schedule, Cincinnati at Baltimore, Green Bay at Detroit, they've got Minnesota in London. And Minnesota spent the week over there after playing in Ireland. Then they go to Pittsburgh, and then they got Miami, New England, bye week, Jets. So they play three AFC East teams in a row with a bye week squashed in there. You know, but Cleveland's going to be a four-win team, 3-4-win team at best. The idea was let's put the veteran Flacco in there, kind of like a sacrificial lamb. Look, if he gets us a win or if we, you know, if we really pull back the curtain and go 2-2, you know, it's found money and we're in good shape. Now it's time to – we're 1-3. We're playing overseas. We're playing in London against the Vikings. Let's get Gabriel in there. And there's been some question marks with McCarthy, right? I mean, he sat out the whole year last year. He's been a little shaky. And, of course, not question marks. I mean, questions whether this guy's ever going to be healthy enough. They're going with Carson Wentz. But, you know, I mean, McCarthy's just been a disaster with all the injuries. But the fact of the matter is this. the Browns are tipping their hand. They're telling you that Gabriel is the guy. Flacco there's to keep, you know, just kind of like tutor him in, bring him into the fold. You're not going to throw your rookie quarterback, and you got two of them. You got Shedeur Sanders. We'll get to him in a moment. But the fact of the matter is, you put Gabriel in there now. You're in a situation. He'll make his debut over across the pond in London, and you bring him back. And hopefully, you know, he has a decent performance on Sunday and builds a little confidence. It's about the future of the Browns. It's not about this week. It's not about next week. It's not about this season. Perhaps not even next. I mean, Aaron Rodgers sat for, 3 years before he set down the clipboard when Favre exited and headed to the Jets. As far as Shedeur Sanders, look, he's not talking. You know, he's just saying things, you know, like a mime and read my lips, blah, blah, blah. You know, look, he's a talented quarterback. We'll see. He'll probably get a shot at some point down the line. They drafted him for a reason. He fell precipitously in the draft. We all know that. There's a reason for that. But at the same time, you always think, look, he's got the genetics. He's got, you know, the Sanders ilk. Let's see what he can do at some point. So, you know, Gabriel, clearly, when you stack up all the boxes and you start to check them off, you check more boxes with Dylan Gabriel than you do with Shedeur Sanders. We know why Flacco was there. So that's where you go there. What else to say other than, back-to-back weeks for the Vikings. Wentz put up big numbers. He's doing a good job, but this is a game they should win. I think they will win, and then the Vikings will get back to their business. The other story is the 49ers. I mean, the 49ers get beat last week, and, you know, you feel bad, but at the same time, they rushed Purdy back. I mean, that toe was not ready to go. And, you know, it's that turf toe is something like a high ankle sprain. It just doesn't cure itself very quickly. It takes a while. So they got a big spot with the Rams. And the Rams, I don't think it's fooling everybody or anybody but me. I just didn't, for whatever reason, it's not that I didn't take them seriously. I just didn't think that, you know, the Rams were like 3 years ago. And Stafford, of course, and you read all the reports in the offseason, you're thinking, you know, how is this guy possibly going to get through a whole year? Well, he is. He's going to get through the year. And if he does, you know, the Rams are a very formidable team. And that's a big spot on Thursday night. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, prime game. Rams and a banged-up Niner team. We shall see. But I'm just looking at the Rams schedule. Let me see if I can pull that out here real quick. If you look at the Rams schedule right now, they've got San Francisco at home. They go to Baltimore. Then they've got, we just mentioned it, Jacksonville in London, bye week. And then they've got New Orleans, San Fran, Seattle, Tampa. Will take us to Thanksgiving. And then you roll into a lot of road games. Four out of their last seven are away from SoFi. At Carolina, at Arizona, at Seattle, at Atlanta. So, you know, I'm thinking that's 11-16. And, you know, right there with the Niners for the divisional race. So we shall see. But like I said at the top, as we got to go on here today, Kansas City, Jacksonville is huge. And I'll get Daniel in here in the next segment. He's a big Jacksonville guy. The thing I like about Jacksonville, we saw it a couple of years ago. You could see it coming with Trevor Lawrence, Etienne, you know, the coaching situation was weird there for a while, obviously, but I'm stunned. Liam Cohen, UMass kid. I mean, he is a Rhode Island kid. Went to the University of Massachusetts. I remember he quarterbacked the Minutemen. He was a very good coordinator. He cut his teeth. He was coaching some high school football when he came out of, I'm trying to think of the school that he went to down in Rhode Island. Davey Lopes went there. I think Joe Mazzutin. It's not, I'll look it up. But anyways, Liam Cohen's done a hell of a job. So I think Jacksonville is doing what they're doing now because they've settled on their coaching situation. They got the right components there. You know, I know he and Salah got into it here a little bit. I don't know what that was all about. Stupid, you know. I mean, something about maybe sign stealing or something. Who knows? Whatever. But anyway, so you got to like what Jacksonville's doing. That's a big spot. I think they got a really good chance to pick off the Chiefs. If they do, that's going to be a nice little 4-1 start for them. And, you know, we won't be hearing all of that talk about, you know, Jacksonville's going to pull up stakes in Northern Florida and, you know, be the first international based franchise over in the UK. That's not going to happen. Not going to happen. So that is a great job out of Liam Cohen and Colin, the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right, we'll come back. We'll keep you updated on the baseball. The Red Sox went quietly in the first. Yankees batting in the bottom half of the first with two outs. Cleveland a 6-1 winner over Detroit. Game 3 on Thursday. San Diego whitewashes the Cubbies. 3-0. Machado had a 2-run blast. And a game 3 on the north side of Chicago tomorrow. We're coming back on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
And the baseball scoreboard. I love that when we have games in action while we're on the air. But Yankees put up 2. I'm just telling you. If I didn't say it, I meant to. I just think the Red Sox are going to get smoked in this game. I mean, Crochet is one thing, but Brian Bayo is another. Let me get the details on that real quick. 2-0 Yankees. Got to be a dinger. I'm going to say Judge, right? Let's see. Ooh, Rice. Boston kid, huh? How about that? Homers to right. Bellinger was on board. Rice, he hit 3 against the Red Sox in one game. And Rice was a controversial sit-down because he's a left-handed hitter. And he was sat down last night. So let me just look at where they got him. Is he catching tonight? No, they got Wells catching. Rice is playing first. That makes sense. So Goldschmidt sits, and away we go. All right, let's get to it. Do your Jags and the Chiefs, Mr. Daniel Ogden. Does that, in your world, represent the game of the week? Of course it does. Sunday, let me hear.
So it's actually Monday night. It's first Monday night football game Jacksonville, I believe, since 2009.
It is Monday. Good job out of you. I'm too wrapped up in the baseball. All right, so I thought the Jags, in the playoff loss to the Chiefs, I thought you could see the remnants of a team that is headed in the right direction, that have got the tools, they drafted well, Trayvon's going to come back, and he had a great college career with Georgia. Do they get him back on Monday night, or is it another week?
They say week to week, so I don't know exactly how long. Just glad it's not some sort of season-ending injury, because he's been playing great so far this season. And him and Allen together, and it looks like Eric Armstead's actually healthy again. So the three of them together on the line is definitely a force.
So would you agree, though, that the playoff loss to Kansas City, we started to see the idea that this franchise is headed in the right direction? They need a few more pieces. I think that's still true, but this is going to be a team. You know, I mean, we have to go back to what, the 90s, when they knocked off Denver with Brunel. I mean, a long, long time ago. And there have been some other teams. There was a Jacksonville team that I thought would go into Foxborough and beat the Patriots and did not. And I don't know if they ever did beat New England on the road in a playoff game. I know they were not favored in one, but you would know better than I. But do you feel like your Jags are headed in the right direction? Let me simplify it that way. Let me hear.
Yeah, so that playoff loss seems like so long ago, because that was a really good season. The only thing I would say about that team was it felt like that whole year we were basically – you know, they were just coming from behind every game. It was like 17 points down to the Cowboys and 13 points down to Baltimore. And the big, of course, playoff win against the Chargers was 27-0. So if they would always put themselves in a hole. The other thing that really changed was that season, Peterson was still calling the plays. And then they come back into training camp the next year, and he goes, oh, Press Taylor is going to be the play caller this year. And the offense really regressed for two seasons. And I still don't understand it, because Press Taylor is the same reason he got fired in Philadelphia, for the exact same thing, giving him play calling duties.
Right.
He's now with the Bears.
Yes, he is. What they have in Liam Cohen, though, I like. Rhode Island kid, like I said, played small at the time. UMass was basically subdivision, you know, the old 1AA, but a real student of the game. And I mean, worked hard to get where he is. You know, it wasn't, you know, it didn't come from, you know, the lucky coaching tree, so to speak. I think they got a great student of the game, very bright. I think this is a great hire. I really do. And you would know more than me. You're saying the players have gravitated towards Liam Cohen?
Oh, yeah. The players are loving him. I think they actually, you know, it's funny. I thought the whole thing was dumb. But the whole back and forth with Robert Saleh over the weekend seemed like the players really loved basically that, you know, that he was basically standing up for them. I think the – biggest thing about that, whether you agree with whatever, how, you know, and I thought it was stupid as well, but I could just, it made me think, I could just imagine the difference between what Cohen would act like if the Azeez Al-Shaair hit on Trevor's head last year had happened while he was the coach, compared to Doug Peterson basically almost not blaming Lawrence, but he didn't really do anything to have his back. And I think it's just an example of how different the culture is. And the defensive coordinator, I can't even really pronounce it correctly, Campanazio, they call him Coach Camp. He's been incredible so far this year. 13 turnovers, four games.
It's Campanile. Anthony Campanile, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he's got them flying around like crazy. And Devin Lloyd's been on the team for 3 years. He's definitely never looked anything like this.
24-20, the Patriots beat Jacksonville in that playoff game.
Miles Jack wasn't down. I don't know if you remember that, but he returned for touchdown. Yeah. They blew it dead, caught it back, and it was like one of those that nowadays if they let the play go and then they could review it, they would have had a 17-point lead with about 8 minutes to go in the game. Instead, they recovered the fumble, Bortles went three and out, and Brady was only down 10, and that was kind of end of the story there.
Yeah. Was Bortles the difference, do you think, between them being a very good team and potentially being a championship caliber, Super Bowl championship caliber team, or no?
Oh, yeah. I loved Bortles, like, but he was not a good player. I still will. I remember specifically we were up at Lake Tahoe for the celebrity golf tournament, and the SiriusXM NFL radio was right next to us. And coincidentally, I had gotten them Doug Peterson, who at the time was the Eagles head coach. And the next day, the producer comes over to me. He goes, "Hey, I know you're a big Jags fan. We have Bortles coming on today. I'll make sure that, like, you can introduce yourself or, like, you know, shake his hand, whatever, get a picture." And I'll never forget, because that was the year that they ended up in the AFC title game and lost to the Patriots. But it was, you know, the summer going into the season. And he goes, "Hey, you know," he's like, "I heard you're a big Jags fan." I was like, "Yeah." And he looks me dead in the eyes and he goes, "I'm sorry, man. We've let you down." And I just could never, like, get over how honest he was. It was so funny.
Yeah, they let you down, but they, you know, I mean, it's not like they lost to, you know, they didn't get upset. They were supposed to lose to the Patriots.
No, this was before that. So I think in his tenure, they hadn't won more than, like, 4 or 5 games in a season.
Oh, I gotcha. All right. Good job. All right. Well, so anyways, Jacksonville and Kansas City on Monday night. Let's look at the rest of the menu of games coming up this week. I always like to do that as we get to the middle of the week. And I will say this. I am not going to draw a line through Baltimore yet, but I will say this. If Lamar Jackson goes down for any period of time, they are in a world of hurt. All right, Thursday night, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Minnesota, Cleveland. We already talked about that. Vegas and Indianapolis, there you go. You know, the Colts, boy, I tell you what, that was a tough loss to the Rams. Really was, but they also won a game this year with they probably should have lost when they beat Denver 29-28. Where are you on the Colts? And be objective. Are they as good as? Do you think this is going to be a division where Houston probably pulls back like they have already demonstrated to a point, and this might be a Colts-Jags race? Give me a quick take on the division, particularly Indianapolis, and you already talked about Jacksonville. Tell me about the Colts. What do you think?
I mean, I am still a little bit in shock, Daniel Jones being 3-1, and they could have very well beat the Rams this past weekend. I think their defense is a little bit better than people thought. I think Tyler Warren, although I don't believe he has a touchdown, I just know that because he's on my fantasy team, but he's had a good season so far. Actually, no, he has a rushing touchdown, I believe. Taylor is probably their best running back in the league at this point. And, you know, I think Steichen's a good coach. I think they'll be there the whole season. I don't necessarily know that I see them being this good the whole year. And Houston's offense, they got to get it figured out. Stroud just looks terrible. If he can look even halfway what he looked like 2 years ago, they'll be fine. But because their defense is pretty good, but he's been awful so far this season.
You know, I think you hit the point with Taylor being as good as he is, and I agree with you. I mean, Derrick Henry is long in the tooth right now. There's some good backs in the NFL, but I think Taylor's all by himself. I really do. And that takes so much pressure off Daniel Jones. It does. When you have a go-to back like that, scored 3 touchdowns a couple weeks ago, he rushes for 100 yards, falling out of bed on Sunday morning. If he stays healthy, he takes so much pressure off the quarterback there, because they got to keep an eye on him. They got to keep an eye on him. He can change the culture of a game with one snap of the football. And Jones, I think, gets away from the New York, just that media pressure. And I'm not saying that the Colts don't pay attention and the Indy fans aren't vociferous, because they are. They're good football fans. But I'm telling you right now, he's in an environment to where he can really, really blossom a little bit. Sometimes you got to go to New York and get your brains beat out, you know, to realize that there's a place where you can go and you have room to grow. And Jones has done that. Coming back. Change the way things.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Our office computers were from like 2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Intel 11-1, select models only.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
talking the world of sports. My darling, darling, baby. And you logged in along the way. I am Marty Terrell. Look at my wounds here. The Red Sox are down 2-0 here, but it's a long way to go here. They got to win tonight. They will not win Thursday in Yankee Stadium. And you know it's going to be insult to injury. Okay, so Ben Rice hits a 2-run home run. He's a Boston kid. South Shore, I want to say Cohasset or Hingham. Cam Schlitter will go in game 3 tomorrow. He's from Walpole, Massachusetts. So, you know, I just sit here and I shudder. But let me look, see where we are in that game real quick. Then we'll go through the rest of it. We'll touch a little college football, too. All right, right now it is 2. Oh, wait a second. Top of the third, bases loaded for the Red Sox, 1 out. Hey, now. One out. Ref Snyder just struck out swinging, but they have the bases loaded. You saw what the Yankees did last night with the bases loaded in the ninth. Nobody out. Trailing 3-1 and didn't get a run. Chapman gassed him. Unbelievable. And I figured that game might get away. All right, who's up now? After Ref Snyder, we got the number 2 hitter, Trevor Story. Bases loaded. I'd love to see his stats. Bregman. Bregman is Jewish. Yom Kippur starts at sundown tonight, ends at sundown tomorrow. He has already said he will be playing. He will be playing. And then Gonzalez. So we shall see. The Red Sox have to come away with a couple here. Bases loaded, 1 out, top 3. All right, New York, Jackson Dart. I mean, you gotta just say, look, they got the win. Dart looked pretty darn good. They lose Malik Nabers for the year with the torn ACL. Not good. They're going to New Orleans. You know, Daniel and I were just talking off air. Just when you think you've got an idea or some kind of trend is developing in the NFL, something will change. I could see the Giants laying a big-time egg in New Orleans and the Saints pick them off Sunday. That'll be 1 East on CBS. Dallas at the Jets. Good seats still available. I probably wouldn't go to that game, and if you helicoptered me across the Hudson and put me in a suite, I could care less. Denver at Philly, better than you think. I could see Denver going into Philly and getting a win. That'll be, you know, Denver got their house in order last week. Denver's a better team than people realize. I love Knicks. They are going to be tough. That is a interesting spot. We got an eye on that. Is it a 5-star game? I give it 4.5. Miami at Carolina, Tyreek Hill gone for the year. I don't need to spend much time there. I do have a little upset special here. Daniel disagrees. I'll let him weigh in. You don't see the text. See, I think the Texans beating Baltimore. I mean, Baltimore's down. I mean, you know, Lamar's banged up. That's a rematch of a playoff game. They did not show up last year. You're right. They're off to a slow start. Stroud's going to get his head together. I could see the Texans getting off the schneid and really putting Baltimore behind the eight ball, really putting them behind the eight ball at 1-4. Go ahead. Texans and the Ravens. What do you think?
Well, I think it depends on the health of, you know, some of the players on Baltimore, obviously. Houston has only beaten the Titans. And that game even was like 6-0 at halftime. So, we'll see. Maybe they're turning it around on offense, and Stroud is sort of getting it together. I think it. I don't know if he's actually back this week. I believe he's eligible to return, but Mixon should be back soon. That might make a little bit of a difference. But the play calling on that team too has been just. I mean, especially during the Jags game, it was pretty atrocious. Like nothing was beyond, you know, 2 to 5 yards, and I don't know, just it was a little baffling to kind of watch them play. And then I don't know if you saw it, but there is a bit of an update in the baseball game.
Am I going to be happy or sad? Just
happy.
Tell me. I'm gonna
Very happy. 2-2. Yes, sirree. Bregman grounds out. Trevor Story out at second to end the inning. Trevor Story singles to center. Sogard to second. Zdane Raffaello scores. Jaron Duran scores. 2-2. I knew it. Trevor Story, bases loaded. I'd love to see his career numbers. Very nice job out of you, Daniel. 2-2. In a very good mood right now. Very, very good mood. I'm with you on that. What's the problem with the – I mean, Texans got a great coach. Got a great quarterback. You know, is it just a little bit of a slow start? I mean, it's a long season, man. This is not a sprint. It is a marathon, even though it goes very quickly. I'm not too concerned about the Texans. But I still think, like we were just saying before the break, Colts and Jags are tough. That division's tough. It really and truly is. You're not.
Well, they fired
that
their
division,
offensive coordinator in the offseason, Bobby Slovic. And, you know, 2 years ago when Stroud had his great season, he was being looked at as head coach. And then the offensive line last year just completely fell apart. And, you know, I think that sort of affected their offense more than necessarily the play calling. But they decided to move on from Slovic. And, you know, I think they kind of scapegoated him a little bit. And from what I've seen, the offensive line is not much better than it was last year. So I think that's my main concern with them. Because their defensive line is really good. Their secondary is pretty good as long as Stingley stays healthy. But that offensive line is definitely a concern.
Well, and that's if you're going to have problems in the National Football League, you do not want problems up front in your offensive line. You're 1,000% correct about that. All right, let's get to the rest of these games. Tennessee can't get too wound up. How did they become so bad so quickly? I mean, is it just – I mean Vrabel – I mean, he
I've never been – I'll tell you this. There were two people I think since Peyton Manning – leaving the same division as the Jaguars, the only two people I can think of that I've been happier to see go, you could maybe throw DeAndre Hopkins in there because at his peak, he was pretty legit. But Derrick Henry and Mike Vrabel leaving the Jags division, I was just ecstatic about both of it. And I think Vrabel's a great coach. Henry always torched the Jags. I mean, he's always been a great player anyway, but I don't know why they got rid of Vrabel. I still don't understand it. I kind of would have liked to see the Jags maybe go after Vrabel, but I'm happy with where they're at now. But I think Vrabel is going to do well in New England. I think he's just a winner, and he knows how to have teams prepared. He almost – that. I don't know if you remember that de facto division championship game against the Jags a couple years ago. He played with Josh Dobbs and almost beat them.
I do. Here's the one thing I will say about Vrabel in New England. He understands the culture there, and he was smart. If he had taken the job after Belichick, I think he would have gone through. I think he would have gone through a living hell. You know, Gerard Mayo, say what you want. He took one for that franchise. You do not want to be the coach. You do not want to be the coach that replaces a legend. Now, San Francisco got away with it with Seifert, you know, taking over for Walsh. I don't think there was a coach in between. But you'll notice what happened with Jimmy Johnson. You know, when he left Dallas, there was coaches, you know, I mean, I'm just trying to think. They had Chan Gailey. They had who's the other one? There were two or three. Before Parcells, you know, you just say when you go in and replace a guy like a Belichick, a Parcells, a Bill Walsh. It's just hard. You know, I mean, same thing with Bill Cowher in Pittsburgh. I mean, Tomlin got hired. I mean, Pittsburgh just doesn't fire their coaches. If you think about it, I don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers have had more than five head coaches in their entire history. Think about that. Some teams have had five head coaches in the last 10, 12 years, 15 years. We're talking about an organization that just stays the course with their head football coaches. It's absolutely incredible. But my point about Vrabel is he was smart enough to you know, let the team bottom out, let the organization go, let the whole Brady, Gronk, the whole thing dissipate. Now he gets a fresh start. So that's my opinion on that. All right, let's get back to the games. Tennessee and Arizona, we know how that's going to go. Tampa, Seattle. Interesting. What's your take on Seattle, Tampa? Game is in Seattle, Lumen Field. Let me hear.
I think I've definitely, I mean, I've always sort of liked Baker Mayfield, but where he's at now in his career to compared to where he was, I mean, he's completely done a 680, sort of like what we were talking about earlier, you know, with all the Daniel Jones and, you know, you got Darnold and Geno Smith and guys that like kind of were drafted really high, got a change of scenery, found it somewhere else, and have had a bunch of success now. I mean, I think there's no question that if you are, you know, on a football team and you're like, hey, Baker Mayfield's like leading our team, I don't think there's anybody that's gonna be like, oh man, I don't want him being our leader. But Seattle's a tough football team, so I think that's a good, interesting game. I don't necessarily know that it'll be all that exciting.
I think
watch,
it is too,
but it's a good game.
You got to pay attention to it because they're going to be playing at Jacksonville next week. A week from this Sunday, they're at Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean,
I think, that right? Yes, I did. There.
With Seattle's offense, it really comes down to whether, you know, if they can have Walker and Charbonnet both coming at you at the same time, I think that offense is a lot different. McDonald's a heck of a defensive coach. And Jackson Smith and Jigba is the real deal. So Seattle's no joke. They're a good football team.
I saw them in Foxborough last year against Patriots. And granted, the Patriots were not a great football team, but I'll tell you right now, I can't say his name, Smith, the kid out of Ohio State, is outstanding. When you look at them this year, they're 4 points away from being a 4-0 team. They lost to the Niners to open the season at home, 17-13. Beat the Steelers by 14, beat the Cardinals by 3, and here they come against the Buccaneers, Jags, Texans, Commanders. Their next four are huge. So we're gonna learn a whole lot about Seattle here coming up in the next month. Make no mistake about it. All right, let me see what else we got. If there's any other games that we want to just delve into. I think we identified the game of the week, and that's Monday night. Detroit, Cincinnati. I mean, Cincinnati's putrid. I mean, they're just god awful. I mean, talk about a team that loses their quarterback, and basically, I mean, this could be a brutal season for the Cincinnati Bengals. But let me hear a quick hit on Detroit, Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati. I think it sort of. I like Joe Burrow a lot, so it sucks. But that's what happens when you don't pay your players and you don't protect them and you don't take care of them. Detroit, I don't think anybody can say a bad word about Dan Campbell, Aiden Hutchinson, Goff, another example of somebody that moved to a different team and changed his whole career. Mm-hmm. And those two running backs are insane, yep. You know. And then you still got Amon-Ra, and you got Laporta. I mean, Detroit, top three football team in the league for sure.
Yeah, and they got off to a little bit of a shaky start this year, for no question about it. They got whacked in week one, but here's what I'll tell you about Detroit is when they're healthy, look out. And Cincinnati mishandled their offseason contract stuff and all that crap. Washington at the Chargers, New England, Buffalo Sunday night, Kansas City at Jacksonville. Hey, this lady right here, Lola Young, she passed out the other night in New York and had to end her little tour there in New York City. Coming back here on Sports Byline.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, BlockTrust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
All right, talking the world of sports, down the home stretch we go. I think the Red Sox just got out of another jam. But the Yankees have chased Brian Bello. He is out of there. Wilson on for the Red Sox. So, you know, this is all hands on deck. And we are going to the top of the fourth. 2-2-0 for the Red Sox, 2-4-1 for the Yankees. They had the Rice home run. Ben Rice in the bottom of the first. Cody Bellinger aboard, Rice goes yard. He is own Red Sox pitching. Sox do not want to, they don't want to come back for Thursday night. They want to get this done right now. They want to find a way to scratch and claw this. And I believe they'll bring Chapman back tonight if they have to. It won't be a four-out close, but if they need Chapman for, I think, even three, they'd love to see it. You know, say the Yankees come up bottom of the ninth and they're down, say 5-4, 4-3, something like that, get a runner on. I don't think Alex Cora will hesitate. By the way, he handed Aaron Boone his managerial lunch last night. What Aaron Boone was thinking, taking Max Fried out of that game, was crazy. He had gone, now granted, threw 102 pitches. You know, Fried's a frail guy, but come on now. How do you pull Max Fried out of there? He was pitching a gem. You get two more outs, then you go to your setup guy, then you can get to your closer. But the Yankee bullpen's been flawed all year long. It's been their Achilles heel, and it came home to roost. And then what was Boone thinking about facing Bregman with a runner on at second? Not smart. The Yanks ended up getting, Red Sox ended up getting a pad run. Good job out of the whole crew, Daniel. Thank you. Back at it tomorrow. Here on Sports Overnight America. Enjoy the ballgame. Adios.